our usual love and kindness very limited. You see, in general sense of love or kindness is, you see, in actually it is a combination of desire or attachment and kindness. So therefore, it is easy to show kindness or love or sense of brotherhood or sisterhood toward your own, how to say, you see, your own
Friends and family members.
Mm. But that, you see, cannot reach the all sentient being, and particularly toward enemy, you cannot extend that feeling. Now the true kindness, which is backing by wisdom, now that kindness can extend up to your enemy. Now see, the kindness toward enemy is very, very important. Once you extend your deep feeling, deep respect towards your enemy, then you really, how to say, they achieve the practice of kindness, right? Mm. No? So it will help enormously. That's something I said in my tongue.
Yeah. Greatly.
Oh, greatly, yes, greatly. So you see, practice is a combination, wisdom and the, ethical side. This is very important. That question you have?
Do we have some questions from the audience? Well, we're starting a different section here. I see a question there.
Please.
Say your question.
The question is, if you are a soldier and you kill your enemy out of duty, but you do it with love, is this correct? Or should you not do that?
Now you see, ordinary soldier, not much choice. Right. Now that is a difficult. So you see, according to the Buddhist action, killing without deliberate delay, or how to say, that shenju want me to shed the chuk.
When one is forced to do so,
it is just a different matter. But I think you see, a soldier. One me to part of a set who you are the in a ninja the chabat and get the chabat younger.
So even if one is forced into the position of having to kill, what it can be done motivated by love and compassion. Done with a sense of regret because there was nothing else that one could do. The type of effect that's produced when one has this sort of regret and compassion is quite different.
Yes. Please to repeat.
How can a person maintain or cultivate the finer type of understanding that you spoke of the finer wisdom and coarser wisdom? How can you maintain or cultivate the finer wisdom
in
busy life?
You see, that is. Firstly, you see, we need to learn and think that
We need first to have the wisdom that arises from hearing, then the wisdom that arises from thinking, and then the wisdom that arises from deep meditation.
You see, now without a deep meditation, that is quite difficult. You see, for the moment, first you see, learn. You have the wisdom through learning, then think over it. You say, think. Then, you see, once you have some feeling about the nature of phenomena, then in daily life, now for example, we meet, when we met, how to say, our friend as well as our enemy, as well as, you see, I mean, good and bad and anything, how to say, the moment when we are meeting, when moment, how to say, certain, how to say, emotional feeling about to coming, if you remember, at that moment, if you, how to say, purposely investigate on the object, now, I have this sort of feeling, I'm about coming, that feeling, but what is actually this, I mean, kasvata, mitisture, object, the courage,
what is this person, what is this object, if you look into it and analyze it,
then the, due to our, you see, understanding of the feeling of the wisdom, at that moment, that, you see, at the beginning, you feel some sort of, you see, solid object. That's why you feel a certain, I mean, towards a certain object, attachment towards certain object, hated. Now you see, due to that understanding of the wisdom, of feeling or the realization of the nature. Now, if you remember, try to remember and investigate the object, then the object become less solid, less independent. Result, your attachment as well as your hatred or irritation, irritating feeling, less. So this is the way in daily practice. Mm-hmm. So it will help, you see, less anger, and you see, what to say, less hatred, like that.
Does defending your country in war necessarily depend on an element of ignorance?
Does
defending your country necessarily
depend on an
element of ignorance?
Correct. 롬버 숨겼어요. 아니.
Is that from ignorance?
롬버 숨겼어요. 전달해.
One has to make many distinctions here. If you think of it from the point of view of misconceiving the country to exist in and of itself inherently, and then if one considered one's own protection of the country to exist in and of itself inherently, then of course there's a factor of ignorance.
Da, thagi ande lab nasin che. Dami da we shere go kwa karo yeb che. Da, da ming zam gi lungba ji ming zam gi sung gyo gu thang da le ya. Da lya ge che na. Da ti mari bu me ge su to.
But then if one understood the actual nature of the country as not existing inherently, but as existing in dependence on other factors, and if one understood one's activity of protection in that light, then ignorance would not necessarily be involved.
But the Konga folks have this chamber assembly. Attachment is a magical.
For this, one should be unattached. There should be no attachment.
But I think, you see, your main question may be the practical difficulty. Mm-hmm.
I think you may be talking about practical difficulties.
Mm. Now, that case, now you have to think the value of our own country. And also, you see, the benefit of a particular nation or general community. That is do some time to get it.
One has to think in this perspective.
One
has to make many distinctions.
Like that?
The lady with the flower there was dressed in the theater.
Please, loudly. How to make answer? I don't know. The wish is in Tua. Everybody is wish such things. That's all.
We wish that such things could happen.
But of course, this is very difficult. I mean, very complicated. It's very, very complicated. As I mentioned before, you see, it is every right or, how to say, every right.
Everyone must work hard.
Must work hard. And you see, my belief is whether, the glorious result achieved or not, I believe it is absolutely worthwhile to try, to make effort, fail again effort, fail again effort. Then you have no regret. Right from the beginning, you remain pessimism. Oh, now hopeless, we can't do anything like that, you see. that is the real source of failure. So have to fight. Fight means not weapon. But fight with wisdom and fight with kindness. Fight, you see, try. No result, no regret. From my side, I made every effort. But actual reality, it could not materialize. I have no regret. So this is my belief. Now, actually, you see, answer your question. Actually, such day may happen or not, that is very, very difficult to say. Anyway, you see, all different worlds spiritual have potential to contribute on that aim. There is no question. Prophecies to yourself. You see, no particular is what is called prophecy. But in certain, you see, certain according to certain scripture, it says like this: the man, humanity, you see, will. Kasa, does matter.
The decrease, decline.
Decline up to, you see, certain stage. When that day, when that period, period come, the 7 days of war, it mentioned it's the 7 days of iron days.
Iron.
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 Then you see 7 months of disease, then another, you see, 7 years of starvation, famine. That moment, the world, or the humanity, or the day, reach the lowest period, lowest, how to say, stage. Then will again, increase or develop in more positively. So that much I know. Beyond that, I don't know. but anyway, we have no reason to worry. You see, that period come after several thousand years. At least not this generation and not next generation, like that.
Would your holiness
please
tell us about life after death?
As a Buddhist as well as some Hindus, believe that the consciousness come from consciousness. So the continuation of consciousness is there. You see, therefore, those spiritual or those faith believe that there was previous life and there will be next life. Till you, achieve nirvana, nirvana or moksha, we have to go from life to life.
And in general, it's said that there's this lifetime, then there is a state in between this lifetime and the next lifetime, and then rebirth.
So like that. That is all. That patient didn't. Now you see my last word. I enjoyed, and this time I stay a bit longer, this place. I'm very, very, enjoyable. And, I deeply appreciate my friends with a warm feeling, as well as those people whom I met and I expressed, and express your attitude, warm feeling, as a real, I believe we are contact human to human, human relation, human to human. This is very important. Now, we, every of us, are member of human family. Now, each of us have responsibility to serve mankind, to think mankind, to concern mankind, and whatever each of us has responsibility or moral responsibility to contribute something for that goal. So please, everyone, including myself, from my side, every possibility to contribute something for humanity, I will. In the past, I have done. In the future, the last day of my life, till that day, I will devote it in this respect. Please, my friends, my brothers, sisters, please keep in your mind and about this sort of noble task. Please, thank you.